original date. UN Security Council demanding a ceasefire in Gaza in a vote today. The United States abstained on that resolution. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the next storm system approaches. Today will be dry, though, and quite breezy. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Wind advisory tonight. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers move in the overnight hours, low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours. Tuesday's high 71. Wednesday's high 73. Upper 60s Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
One of the commanders at Redstone Arsenal has been suspended by the Secretary of the Army, Christine Wormuth. U.S. Army General Charles Hamilton was commanding the U.S. Army Material Command at Redstone. The Army Secretary's suspension is based on reports that Hamilton monitored and interfered with the Army Battalion's Commander's Assessment Program, and he did so to help a female lieutenant colonel. That lieutenant colonel was determined to be unfit for the leadership position after multiple rounds of testing. Hamilton's suspension will remain in place pending the outcome of an investigation. Lieutenant General Chris Mohan has stepped into Hamilton's place. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Two people in Shelby County are charged with stealing from post office boxes and using false identities. Jenny Blanco and William Cockrell III are facing charges after the U.S. Postal Inspection Service found their identities to be false. Further investigation resulted in the discovery of fraudulent passports and information on post office boxes in multiple southern states. The Porch Band of Creek Indians is getting a grant of over $700,000 from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The grant money is to be used for the PCI's recycling efforts that's in partnership with the city of Bruton. Both entities have been working together for years in making the recycling program more effective in that area. The grant money is to recognize the benefits of such cooperative recycling here in Alabama. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-20. 22-23.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text OWN to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OWN to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text OWN to 200-300. Text the word OWN to 200-300. OWN to 200-300.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Hey, mister! I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon here on a lovely Monday. I wish the weather was always like this. So much to get to today. Later in the program, we will have State Senator Will Barfoot, I believe, in studio talking about how the session has gone. Brylan Hollihan, who a young man with a new book coming out, will be joining us at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. And joining us now, we have on the phone, he's a candidate for Congress. He's a great man, in my humble opinion. We have Dick Brubaker on the line. How are you today, sir?
Good morning, Joey Clark. Great to be on the number one talk radio show in Alabama.
Man, I don't know about that.
I'm sure it is.
We'll work at it. Well, you said Central Alabama. Okay, I see. It was properly qualified. So, where all have you been in the last few days? And right now, campaigning.
We've been campaigning in Kanata, Monroe County, this morning. Driving back to Montgomery for two more meetings before the day's finished. So, it's been a great campaign day.
And would you say you're getting to know the district like the back of your hand?
Yes, I am. And there is, this is a big district, I'm telling you. We're doing a great job wearing out cars and tires, but I've gotten to meet a lot of great people. And, Alabama's just a great state.
Well, so let me talk about one issue that a close friend of mine brought up, and it's something I haven't asked you or any of the other candidates about yet. You know, a big part, as you probably know, of running a congressional office is constituent services. And one issue that particularly comes to mind, not passports, everybody can do that. I mean the VA. Often I will still hear horror stories about the Veterans Administration, and particularly on the medical side. Do you have a plan for setting up a pretty robust constituent services for problems with the VA or any problems folks might have here locally?
Listen, if you do a good job with constituent services, you can stay in elective office almost as long as you want. And when I was in the state legislature, I spent more time on constituent services than anything else I did. And the same way in Congress, and you, with as many veterans as live in Montgomery especially, but also there are a lot of veterans all throughout this congressional district, and problems with the VA seem to be universal.
And it really is a shame. Is this just the cost of socialized medicine? I know there have been some changes, including under the Trump administration, to try to give people better help, but it seems like the issues just don't ever go away.
No, they don't, and the main issue I've heard about while I'm campaigning is the number of days you have to wait to even get in to see a doctor. And I met one veteran who's telling me he had to wait 80 days, and this wasn't even to see a specialist. Now, I don't know if that's typical, but it's certainly unacceptable.
Yeah, it really is a problem. Well, that's one thing up there that really comes to mind. Now, also in this day and age, I would say Donald Trump kind of broke the Republican Party. He kind of broke American politics, but he definitely broke the Republican Party, I think, in my humble opinion, largely for the better. But I'll ask you this simple question. What does it mean today to be a conservative?
I think the main, the tipping point for me is whether or not you want to make government bigger or smaller. And through every office I've ever held, I've always worked to make government smaller. Because all a big government can do is take things away from you more efficient. And my issue with a lot of conservatives these days is when they talk about government and what government's for, they sound a lot like liberals. They think the main engine to solve problems is government. That's not true. Not at all.
Well, how do we change people's mentality? I was just saying off air to one of the guys in here that people are almost treating government like God or less, say, holy, like a sugar daddy.
Exactly. Sugar daddy is much more appropriate. I mean, the first thing, if we want to rein in inflation, encourage business. I mean, we've got businesses in Montgomery and Mobile. You talk to people who own businesses, they can't hire. Alabama has one of the lowest labor force participation rates in the country. And the people to blame for that live in Washington. I mean, you used to have to be a veteran for the government to help you with housing and give you financial assistance every month. Now you just have to be unwilling to work. And that's got to stop. We have to stop paying able-bodied, healthy people to stay out of the workforce.
Yeah, it really is miserable to see. And
well, it's ridiculous. I mean, someone who got on the COVID benefit right at the beginning to get a job in Montgomery where they break even, they have to make $66,000 a year. That's insane. Business people are closing stores because they can't hire staff. And any politician who wants to separate wealth from work is a socialist. And these benefits, it's time for that tap to be turned off.
Now,
if you're able-bodied and you're between, 18 and 65, you need to work and not have the government pay for your house.
Well, and you use the term socialist. I think the biggest, most obvious form of socialism I've seen recently, and what you describe is very true, but this particular case, the AG of New York State going after Donald John Trump to essentially say, we're going to charge you with a penalty that could potentially take away your businesses. There's been breaking news, folks, where another court has ruled the bond will be much less substantial, only $175 million, not half a billion. But this is a case where the banks that supposedly Trump defrauded said, no, he made us money. We love his business. We have no complaints about him, and yet this government continues to go after him.
Even if you're a socialist Democrat, you should realize that if the government can do that to a guy like Donald Trump, they can do it to you. And this has been the Attorney General of New York State has gone way out of her way to make this a political show trial. And the vehemence with which government agencies are attacking President Biden's political opponents is unacceptable. And, it's interesting that most of the press who's always claiming they want to protect our rights, our First and Second Amendment rights, certainly are standing by. And this is the first time in my life somebody's been prosecuted primarily because of his politics. Whether you like Trump or not, this is wrong.
Do you think they succeed in taking him out? Because I know Trump ain't going to quit, but do you think he and the conservative movement, the folks backing him now, can overcome this?
Yeah, I think we can overcome it. I think we have to. I think that, first of all, it's not in Trump's DNA to quit. And I don't see how democracy can survive if the party in power can use state courts and a politically motivated attorney general to silence the other side. And that's it. And that's exactly what's going on here. We're not debating about January 6th, the insurrection, or any of that stuff. We're talking about a trumped-up fraud case where the so-called victims aren't even claiming that they're victims. The whole thing is absurd. It's ridiculous.
It really is. And again, folks, we're talking to Dick Brubaker. He is a candidate running for Congress here in the brand new district. Now, over the weekend or at the end of last week, the days are running together. The Congress passed this budget bill, if you wouldn't even call it a budget, to keep the government open. I believe the only two people in the entire Alabama delegation of the House and Senate that voted for it were Terry Sewell and Katie Britt. Everybody else voted against this thing. I mean, you know how these sorts of games work better than me, Dick. Like, how would you deal with this omnibus spending game they constantly play? How do we get our house back in order financially?
Stop passing continuing resolutions. I mean, at some point, you just got to say no and go back to passing real budgets. One of the problems with reining in federal spending is we don't have real budgets anymore. I mean, government is being run on a long series of continuing resolutions where people aren't looking ahead farther than 3 months. I mean, you can't run a country that way. You also can't control spending that way. I mean, the reason government can, Joe Biden thinks he can spend whatever he wants on Ukraine or on green energy or you name it, is because he's pretty sure that Congress isn't going to shut down government. And so far, he's been right.
And I'd imagine when you're up there as a member, say you're in the House there with 435 other members, I mean, how much sway does one individual congressman have? And that's a genuine question. Sometimes folks hear a promise and they're like, well, you didn't pull this off. What's the reality of actually having to work, you know, with your colleagues in a legislature like that?
Well, you know, it's hard to say since I haven't met most of them yet.
Fair.
But a lot of that depends on whether you're in the minority or the majority. And one of the reasons this race matters, if Republicans want to stay in the majority of the House, we better win races like Alabama 2. But the other thing is, you're right, as an individual, a U.S. senator, like just like a state senator, has a lot more pull than an individual member of the House. And that's why it's important to be able to pull together groups of like-minded people. And let's put it this way, you're going to have more people than just you. And
right.
On the spending side, as long as inflation, especially in the food sector, stays as high as it is, there's a lot at stake right now. We have got to rein in spending. We have got to get the government encouraging American energy production instead of doing everything they can to stand in its way. When Joe Biden got elected, gasoline was $1.86 a gallon in Alabama. And if you want to know why you're paying more for eggs, more for milk, more for sugar, is it costs twice as much to transport it as it used to. And this isn't being driven by an OPEC embargo. It's being driven by federal government policy on fossil fuels. And it's helping nobody except a few green energy elite. And it's got to stop.
Well, I just filled up the pump last second. I had 20 miles left on the car and $50 straight up, and I'm just, you know, in a little sedan, a Kia. I think I bought it from you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's a great Kia K5, folks. Still a great car. But I'm also worried that it's not just the Biden policies. Of course, this terror attack just happened in Moscow at the end of last week. ISIS-K seeming to take credit for it, though the Russians also seem to be pointing fingers at the Ukrainians. I've also heard word that there are some Ukrainian incursions across the border and hitting of, say, oil refineries, these sorts of things. Do you think this war, number one, continues to hurt Americans economically? And then my larger question is, I'm worried either way, whether the Ukrainians lose or start to really win, what happens when you back the Russian bear into a corner?
Well, the U.S., what policies we actually have in Ukraine are that officially our government has opposed Ukrainians crossing the Russian border. In other words, our aid is only supposed to be being used to push Russians out of Ukraine. Now, if they're really... are infantry incursions into Russian territory, that's something that is incredibly dangerous. But the thing is, you know, the Biden administration just sent elements of the 101st Airborne, or is about to Gaza, supposedly to deliver aid. How many of these brushfire wars is the Biden administration going to stumble into? Do we really want troops on the ground? I mean, we're supposed to be an ally of Israel, and yet the new troops we're sending to the Middle East are going to build a pier in Gaza? I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, and I've been... go ahead.
Well, we're backing Russia into a corner, like you said, and stumbling into a possibly an armed conflict with China, all at a time where our army can't even meet recruiting goals. I mean, the Biden administration needs to be gotten out of office, and we're going to have to rebuild our national defense before we find ourselves fighting two or three wars at the same time.
Yeah, it's just across the board. It seems like it's like playing a game of chess on, you know, to lose. It maybe they're setting some brilliant trap, but I don't see it by any means. Now, pretty much right.
No, I don't see it either.
Yeah,
I mean, and on Ukraine, if we're going to continue doing anything, we're supposed to be part of an alliance, and if our NATO partners who have very robust economies are not going to do their share, maybe it's time for us to rethink the whole thing.
Well, amen to that. Now, we're pretty much out of time here. Folks are, you know, wanting to help you out as we head out to this runoff on April the 16th. Again, folks, the deadline to register, I believe, is April the 1st, if you aren't already registered to vote. But how can folks help you?
Go to BrubakerForCongress.com and make sure you vote April the 16th, Brubaker for Congress. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Dick. Again, folks, that's Dick Brubaker, and we'll look forward to talking to him next week as well. And I believe tomorrow at 2, we will have his opponent in that runoff, Caroline Dobson. Just double-checking my schedule here. I'm a little manic today. I'm a little all over the place, but, you know, we'll survive. Now, as I was talking there to Dick, that I was watching Trump give an impromptu press conference. You know, let's see if I can actually find that and pull that up, because Trump seems to be, it's not one of these quick ones with bad audio. It appears to be a pretty long-winded missive, long-winded statement here going back and forth. So I want to go to the very beginning of this, and let's listen in, he said. No, not going to work. All right, then. That's just wonderful. Here we go.
Not at this level, but we've really had nothing like it that I've been able to find. It does happen a lot in third world countries, banana republics. If you look at what we just left, you have a case which they're dying to get this thing started. The judge cannot go faster. He wants to get it started so badly. And there's tremendous corruption. You have Pomerantz, Mark Pomerantz. He was Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Democrat National Committee's lawyer. He worked in Paul Weiss. He walked in and he took over the district attorney's office. Nobody's ever seen anything like that, to prosecute Trump. And then they wouldn't do what he wanted to do, and he goes out and he writes a book long before any decisions were made. He writes a book about it. And the book gets published, and everybody's reading his book. And the judge said, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you look at Bragg, Bragg had a fit over that. Bragg said, this trial is now dead. We can't do the trial. Well, that was one of the problems, that, and the judge should have allowed that to happen. And you had other instances like Colangelo. Colangelo is a radical left from the DOJ who was put into the state working with Letitia James and then was put into the district attorney's office to run the trial against Trump. And that was done by Biden and his thugs also, because they can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country. He can't win because of Russia, because of all the problems, because of Ukraine being attacked by Russia. And he can't win because of the October 7th attack of Israel, which he should have never allowed to happen, would have never happened if I were president. Ukraine would have never been attacked if I was president. And you wouldn't have inflation if I was president. We didn't have inflation. So all of these things, so what they do is they do election interference, which is court cases, and let's try and tie him up, and let's take as much of his money as possible. I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge named Ngoron. He ought to be looked at, seriously looked at, especially what he did with valuations. He's a fraudulent valuator, where he values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, and people say it's worth 50 to 100 times that much, the biggest experts in the business.
Yeah, pausing it there, there are actually commentators on CNN at the end of last week, well, saying that Trump could probably just sell Mar-a-Lago and make that bond. I mean, he could at least sell it for 200-something million. Remember that this judge in that case valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. This is criminal. Now, I've often said on these airwaves, government is a gang of thieves writ large. I don't care what team you're rooting for. But this is literally criminal mob-like behavior on the part of this New York judge, on the part of the New York legal system, which I think has, well, especially if you're looking to do business in that state, in that city, why would you? If you don't want to play ball with the politics and the body politic there, why would you even do business in New York? There are plenty of other big cities in this country and around the world that are going gangbusters, and they aren't going to have the same sort of show trials as New York City is now putting on. But let's keep going with President Trump here.
So he ought to be looked at, and James ought to be looked at, because she tried to get him. She's like the puppet master of the judge. And, you know, our state, this state, is losing tremendous prestige. It's losing its companies. It's losing its people. They're fleeing, and violent crime is flourishing. And we can't have that. We can't have that. No city should have that. And it's happening in other cities, but not with the lawfare. The lawfare that they're doing is incredible. So they could have done this in the case of the trial that we just left, one of the many that are going. Every single one of them is run by Biden and his thugs. It's the only way they think they can get elected. And I think so far it's backfiring, because the people of this country understand it. It's backfiring. But they're being run, and they're running all of these different cases. So ridiculous, the cases. Every one of them is ridiculous. You take a look at any one of them, and you say any one of them, it wouldn't make any difference. This is all weaponization of DOJ and FBI. They raided my house in violation of a thing called the Fourth Amendment. Not allowed to do that. They raided my house in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. No notice, no nothing. They raided it. I can't believe it. Nobody can believe it. And we'll see how that all works out in the end. But it's illegal what they're doing. It's criminal what they're doing. And it's never been done before in this country. You can't have an election in the middle of a political season. We just had Super Tuesday, and we had a Tuesday after a Tuesday already. And we had Louisiana the other day, a couple of days ago, and we won in a record number, the highest number ever recorded. But we're in the middle of an election right now, and we're fighting crooked Joe Biden, who's the worst president in the history of our country, by far.
I got hairy legs.
He's let this country go to hell. The borders, millions and millions of people coming in from prisons, from mental institutions. They're terrorists. Many people coming in from prisons and mental institutions. Think of it. And terrorists are coming into our country. And this guy's just letting them come in by the millions. I think we have 15 million people already. People don't say that. I say it. And I'll bet I'm right, too. So we're going through this weaponization of our government to try and knock out somebody's political opponent. And so far, based on the polls, it's not working at all. The people understand it. We have a man who just ruled they'd like the trial to start in 21 days or something. And I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair. It's not fair at all. He knows that, too. He's a Democrat judge. He wants to do that because...
Well, and apparently Trump goes on for another, 10 minutes or so. So I have to hit this break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, guys, two things affect men most as we mature. One is erectile dysfunction. It's a real problem for some. And low testosterone. You know, these things are nothing to deny, put off, be ashamed about. Don't be embarrassed, and don't wait to get it fixed. I know guys hate going to the doctor. I'm a guy, and I don't like going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. And in fact, a lot of you might be walking around, not just those of you who are becoming more mature, let's say, but even young men could be walking around just feeling awful because they have low T, but they don't know it. They don't know they have low T. They don't know that it's the low T causing them a lack of motivation, a lack of energy and drive, including a decrease in their sex drive. They don't know that it's low T, making it seem like they're walking through life in a fog. Well, knowing whether or not you have low T is huge in combating those issues. The providers of Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation for only $99. And at Montgomery Men's Health, they have low-T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, usually even notice an increased libido. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And guys, you can actually book the same day that you call. So it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns, highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program, or if you want to watch and comment online, you can always go to the live stream. Just search Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Be sure to like and subscribe, or on Twitter or the X platform at the Joey Clark. Appreciate the love coming my way on both the platforms. This is just a humble local radio talk show. Nothing big here, but we are trying to hang out on the interwebs more and more. Let's go to the phones and talk to Randall. Hey, Randall, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. Man, I'm so glad the wind is spread out like that and covering more people. It's just a blessing. Because a lot, I mean, you're going to be popping up on folks, you know what I mean? Like if they ever search something about, because they're interested about politics, if they ever search something, you know what I mean? That your video is going to start going to them because they're going to be putting that family, you know what I mean? So, because they want them to, you know, they want them to keep going toward what they want, you know, to use them more. So they'll entice them a little bit and put them in a different family group. And so, man, that's a blessing for everybody in America and in the world, really. I mean, seriously. Joe, you don't understand I can see you already on a Cracker Barrel rocking chair on the porch. And, man, you fixin' do some crazy.
Wait, stuff. What does that even mean?
Man, I already see what you're gonna do, man. I feel it.
Well, but the Cracker Barrel rocking chair, what the heck does that mean?
Well, I mean, just the rocking chair from Cracker Barrel. I mean, that's the first place I knew that they had rocking chair. They got them on, you know what I mean? I don't know nobody else that sells them. But off the top of my head, they just always out there.
So I'm just gonna be holding court, sitting on the porch, just chatting with folks and rocking away.
Yeah, you're gonna go back. You're gonna be looking. See, all this stuff ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? You're gonna be able to come back. And say, look, I told y'all. I told what I tell you. And you know what I mean? Like, your comments will be there forever, people. Y'all understand what this man just done for you. Y'all that loves this. I mean, that loves it. Like I know y'all do, man. You can go on there and just be there for your grandkids to see what you thought about what was going on. Like, you can really get on there and leave stuff for your great-grandkids right here on Joy's platform on a topic that's on topic. And that it just ain't something I'm recording that you just leaving somewhere hoping your great-grandkids get it. You can actually leave a message for them right there on Joy's platform. And, I mean, you can actually encode that into the dog's DNA that you can have, you know, reincarnated, and they can find it later and they can tell them where to go look. I mean, there's all kind of ways we could talk to our people in the future, man, and leave them clues, man.
It is amazing, but you're also kind of scaring me a bit. It's all right. It's like people will know what you said forever. Well, even on that day I was hungover? Really?
But I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how you did it. You never wavered, man. And when you had, you came to it. Like, I drank to me against it. Just being honest, thinking like that. It's all this time. You went from your teenage years, a 21-ish, whatever you was, 20-ish. Yeah. You look 19 in the picture, but, you went from there all the way through this talking on radio and saying stuff about, and nobody can come back and say, hey, this ain't what you said 2 years ago. This ain't how you was. What changed, Joel? Why you changed? What made you change? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Let me know. You know what I mean? Because you ain't changed. I mean, this boy's been standing on business since day one. Man, you got problems, man. Your mama, she had a blessing. And I'm going to tell you, man, like, before, I don't know how much time we got, but.
You got time.
But what we talking about on Trump, man? I had it wrote down, but Trump is here to show y'all it's a two-sided justice system.
Right.
They listen to do it, and we all say it just like I told you. You know what I mean? The last conversation we had, I said, "What if Trump sits there and says, we've been cheated, y'all? Now what?" And you said, "I hate to know that's going to happen." Well, it happened, and nobody did nothing. The same thing will happen to this. They're going to hang this man out to dry, and they're going to show you that they're doing everything wrong. And all we're going to do is talk about it. We too happy, and we're not ready for that yet.
Could be that Trump is, in fact, the Dark Knight. I think it was that first time he was running. A little kid, he's showing off the helicopter to folks at the Iowa State Fair, and a little kid said, "Oh, can I see it? How did you get a helicopter like that?" And Trump leaned in and said, "I'm Batman." So I think this man is actually the Dark Knight. He's not the. He'll take all sorts of incoming, all sorts of shots his way as sort of an example of what they will do to somebody if you actually challenge their power. And by they, I mean this corrupt oligarchy that's been running things while claiming we're a democracy now for way too damn long. But, and of course, Trump's, I think, also doing it. Does he think the guy's got an ego that he needs a stroke? A little bit. A little bit.
I mean, he loves that he knows what the future holds for him, mm-hmm. and that he can stand on it and dance on it right now. And there's nothing can't nobody touch that, man. Like, literally, can't nobody touch him. He got 11 security companies that's in front of, that he pays out of his money since 2015. 11 extra security companies. And, like, one of them, he pays for that. So if somebody does him, it's for him to go down there and hang out with Jeff.
Well, he hasn't even been relying on CIA or American intelligence. He's been relying more on private networks is what I've learned in the last month or so. But hey, Randall, I got to run. I got to do this.
Oh,
right,
man.
Now.
Let me tell you this part now. Because I do got a lot to tell you why what states they're doing and how you can pin it back. But that's going to take too long. But you could watch Money for Nothing and Jekyll Island.
Okay.
Like, Jekyll Island, Money for Nothing is their side. Jekyll Island is kind of the middle. And then you can't get to our side. But on the gas prices and the stuff, we got to watch that Red Sea, brother. Come on, Brew Breaker. Y'all got to look out there. That Red Sea is causing. They're making them have to go around 2 extra weeks, some of our stuff traveling.
Going around the Horn of Africa instead of actually going to the Suez?
Yes, sir. They can't get through there because of the Houthis. And Iran's backing them. And they killed 3 people, but it wasn't from the main 3 countries. They killed 3 people. They've cut 3 data cables. They've done 3, what did they do last week? It's all in 3. I know I shouldn't even throw that out there. But man, they are going to give. I think we're going to go to war with them. Why? Because we over there looking at everybody's going to be riled up about these prices. They're going to say, go get them. Get our gas prices back down. And we're going to go in there and we're going to be in war with Iran. Because we're thinking we're going to go take out some Houthis. And it's the Iranians what we're going to be fighting.
Well, and by the way, you just made me think of this. You know, when we first pulled out of Afghanistan, I've always thought, and I started thinking about it again after this terror attack in Moscow. Isn't ISIS-K actually Pig Latin for CIA?
I never even looked that up, bro. I don't know if I have it. It ain't on my brain. But you just made me. I'm pissing. Man, come on now. But, you know, ISIS was started by them. I mean, and also the Northern Alliance, which is CIA's. Northern Alliance is the CIA's military.
I got a clip of Kamala Harris saying there's no evidence the Ukrainians did stuff. And I don't know. I'm not sitting here with any privileged information, but I just don't believe them anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
I just don't believe them.
And Brubaker, I don't want you to, I ain't trying to break out, but let's get our money that we send to Ukraine back first before we start jumping on people here. And you know, we need these folks on our team, and we can't be putting another divide over here. Let's stop the money going to Ukraine. Then we'll worry about people who are getting paid to sit at home, because that's the government's fault anyway. So let's get you in there where you can handle it from the inside instead of causing more problems on the outside. Because fighting that ain't going to do no good. What you talking about? Because we know the government's doing it. So why are we mad at the people for taking it? So, man, I want to get back with you about the Boston and the Philadelphia and Richmond and then New York, Dallas, and San Francisco.
Okay.
Them, are you need to keep them in mind, because that's how they're going to Federal Reserve and all that, how they're going to do this.
Well, anyway, bro, and I just noticed this, speaking to Dick Brubaker, from M. Hogan commenting on the stream. If you don't vote for Brubaker, then you just don't know Dick. I like that, M. Hogan. I like that a great deal.
I can't wait till we're 80 years old and we look at this.
Thank you, Adam. Yeah, freaking me out. I'm seeing my future. And it's like, Grandpa, why were you so... Well, fill in the blank. This part of the program brought to you by Todd Clark and that great team there at River Region Contracting. And at River Region Contracting, they love to educate their customers on their roofs. And, you know, if you have an asphalt or metal roof, manufacturers generally recommend 3 to 5 years. Every 3 to 5 years for basic preventative maintenance. Get an inspection done, essentially. But with this weather in Alabama, and also depending on where you live, if you have a lot of, say, trees or other debris falling on that roof, you might as well get it checked yearly. And here's the great news. At River Region Contracting, their inspections and estimates are always free. Doesn't matter if you have a metal or asphalt roof, inspections and estimates are always free. And they're a team of insurance specialists there at River Region Contracting. So if they do find a problem with your roof that your insurance company may pay for, they can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy, even pleasurable experience. Pleasurable. Not usually the word you use when it comes to insurance claims, but that's how good Todd Clark and the team are there at River Region Contracting. So call them today, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey, that fella on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will be stepping down at the end of the year from the top job at the company, which is under pressure from major airlines wanting to know how Boeing plans to fix problems in the manufacturing of its planes. Board Chair Larry Kellner also tells the board he does not plan to stand for re-election. It appears Nissan still believes the future is electric. The Japanese automaker plans to expand its vehicle lineup, develop more powerful batteries, and cut the cost of production. The company's chief executive describes the plan as the ARC pathway to greater sales by 2030. United Airlines tumbled 2.3% in pre-market on news that federal regulators will increase their oversight of the Chicago-based carrier. Later this week, the government releases its consumer spending report, which includes a measure of inflation closely watched by the Fed. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the next storm system approaches. Today will be dry, though, and quite breezy. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Wind advisory tonight. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers move in the overnight hours. Low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours. Tuesday's high 71. Wednesday's high 73. Upper 60s Thursday. Mostly sunny and warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning.
time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Hello, I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's Restaurant. We're almost 27 years, and our business is as good as ever, and I give credit to Blue Water Broadcasting for keeping us on the air and letting people know what we do. Advertising with them has been a huge help to our business. I've seen an uptick from day one. If you need to grow your business, I highly recommend you give them a call.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you want to hop in on the program, let's see who this is on line three. You're on there. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on there. Who's this?
My name's Charles.
Hey, Charles. How you doing?
Hey, man. I live in Ohio. I'm with Trump. To run for president.
Yeah. I mean, hey, before you keep going, Charles, before you keep going, no, don't be cursing. Like, but keep going.
Let's be serious. He's already denounced in the United States.
All right. You can't be saying stuff like that on my airwaves. Sorry, sir. If you don't like Donald Trump, you can call in and say whatever you damn well like, but just keep it within the boundaries here. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I was just sent this, that the Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO for short, issued a lengthy series of demands detailing what the U.S. must offer in exchange for Mexico's help in stemming the flow of migrants to the U.S.-Mexico border. López Obrador's demands came at a Friday press conference, which came roughly a week after he met with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and the Secretary of State Tony Blinken in Mexico City in late December. The U.S. officials requested that Mexico boost its assistance in stopping illegal migration. Well, López Obrador responded by demanding the U.S. give $20 billion to Latin America and Caribbean countries, grant work visas to 10 million Hispanics who have worked in the U.S. for at least 10 years, end sanctions against Venezuela and halt the blockade of Cuba. The negotiations come at a critical time for President Biden, whose polling numbers on illegal immigration have been low throughout his presidency. The U.S. also suffered a surge of migrants at the border this fall, with roughly 240,000 monthly migrant encounters at the border in late 2023. Senior Biden administration officials responded to those demands in a statement to NBC News, saying that López Obrador has a very ambitious agenda. For some of these things, we would need Congress to act. We share the vision that we need to lift up the region. Hey, how about you shove it, AMLO? You don't even run and control your own country. And why should we lift sanctions off Venezuela? Why should we play ball with those damn dirty commies anyhow? Sorry, I'm just in a mood. The only just use of government is to protect people from violence. But there are so many well-meaning, compassionate socialist people who now think, no, government violence must be used to make things fair. And when you actually take that idea seriously, that government violence must be used for the good, however the leaders define it, of mankind, you usually end up destroying mankind, leaving mankind in subjugation and poverty while calling it a service. Yeah, you can make everybody equally miserable. Well, actually, everybody won't be equal, because every attempt to create equal outcomes, to use the force and fraud, the violence of government, in order to make things fair, doesn't end up with equality. You end up with a very poor underclass who is deathly dependent on these systems of control, while the pigs live high on the hog and constantly enforce arbitrary rules. There will always be somebody on top. There will always be an elite. I would just like an elite that's actually honest. Not one that says we're all equal, but yeah, some of us are more equal. I'd take El Salvador over Venezuela. I'd definitely take Argentina in the way Javier Milei is going with Argentina. It's a beautiful thing. But for the president of Mexico to sit there and make demands for allowing his country to be a thoroughfare of death and depravity, no, sir. You either play ball or you ain't going to be a country anymore. We're tired of pretending like you run your country. And honestly, I think there has been a quiet war going on at the southern border and in Latin America for way too long. And just like America's other wars, they'll be prolonged and prolonged and prolonged, with no clear resolution and no clear victor. Thank you to the managers in Washington, D.C. You certainly know how to manage everything to crap. Before we hit this top of the hour break, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And their Pest Pro Services, Ashley and that wonderful team that's growing by the day. Really has been amazing to watch Pest Pro grow over the last 3 to 4 years and to see Ashley get the recognition that she deserves. She doesn't do it for the recognition. I know that for a fact. She does it to, serve her fellow community members, but also, make some money and do a great business for herself and those she loves. And she's always giving back from that wonderful business she's created. So at Pest Pro Services, spring has sprung here in Alabama. So why not get Pest Pro there to take care of those mosquitoes that are coming back with a vengeance, especially if you're near water? Get your yard treated for mosquitoes. Termites, which love a little more heat and moisture. It's better to get termite treatment done before there's damage. It's a lot less expensive. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover treatment or damage. So you might as well get the treatment done before you have a big, big problem. And then there at Pest Pro Services, they can help you with general, like pest control needs. In fact, I would suggest make them your everyday pest control company when you call them at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just